everybody wants to actually listen, Bob.
Smell that gasoline smell. Miles.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure for a minute there.
Yeah.
We got a weird connection tonight. It's all like squeaky on this end, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm beginning to wonder.
Yeah.
If you are either pleasuring yourself or being pleasured every week when I call you, because you go, oh, hold on a minute, and then you make all these noises, like, oh, oh, and you lay down or something. And then you're still making noise like, oh, oh.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what's going on. Thank God I don't have, like, video of you.
There, want the video of it?
No, I don't want the video of it. Yeah, I have a feeling that you've got, like, you know, like a big big tube of Astroglide and you're sitting on a...
3-foot dildo. You know?
Yeah, sitting on something. I don't know what's going on over there.
French tickler.
You sound like you've been walking through the desert and you've just came to like air conditioning or something. You're like, oh.
You ever hear of Benoit balls?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It could be. I don't know. You seem to be very, you know, into whatever's happening. So.
I like the positions. To do the show.
Yeah, I know. That's what scares me.
I like to be on my back and do the show that way.
Yeah, okay.
Usually.
Yeah. You know, there's people who like put their feet into this water with these fish that nibble off the dead skin.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I have a feeling that you're like on a diving board with a hole in it.
Uh-huh.
And you're lowering yourself down into the water.
The fish are eating my junk.
Yeah, exactly.
The fish are eating my junk.
I have a feeling that you're, you know...
Yeah.
Doing something weird like that, yeah.
I'm just getting cozy.
Yeah, I think you're cozy, all right.
Yeah. So... Hey, did you like the thing I sent you?
Oh yeah, you know I was gonna tell you. I can't wait till I get Gary Locke Woods and Stanley Kubrick's. I figure you can't break up a set.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you're gonna shell out some big bucks for those two guys because I think they're both dead. So.
Yeah. Well, can you tell people what you got?
I got an autograph from Cyr Deleuze.
Yeah.
From 2001 Space Odyssey, which apparently is the 50th anniversary.
Which I did not know, yeah.
I didn't know that either because I saw a thing recently that he's going to be at Comic-Con in San Diego for the 50th anniversary, and he'll be doing autographs there, which probably cost, you know, something.
And I'm ahead of the curve again.
Yep, ahead of the curve. I'm assuming you got them for the price of postage, but I don't know.
Well, yeah, I did tell them that you were kind of, you know... Well, you didn't have long to go.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. I love the way that you play that I'm the dying person in this scenario.
And you're 9 years old, so you got to be 9 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. And his favorite movie is 2001. He wants to come back as a star child, just like you did.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, no, I was like, what the hell is he sending me? I thought maybe it was like a bill for something, like that bench or something at your friend's house.
Yeah, could you, listen, I don't think you spent enough on my dinner.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Could you compensate me for, you know...
It's like the waitress from B-Dubs is getting her tip that you stiffed her for the next week when I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah, I got caught.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry, just send this, here's an envelope, I've got it addressed, I got a stamp for you, just send that bill over to Bob LeMay, he'll pay it.
Yeah.
No, it was a very nice surprise. Thank you.
I'm still waiting if John Voight will write back. I wrote him specifically for you, and I'm hoping someday that does come back.
Everybody's talking
at me. I know. Loving that cowboy, and I'm hoping this comes back someday.
Yeah. I'm Joe Buck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
I never know.
Maybe he'll send me a pencil that's been chewed on. So, yeah, no, that's, it was a pleasant surprise, and, you know.
Yeah.
Now I only have, I think, 3 autographs that I've ever gotten, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe 4, but anyway, one is the one you sent me, Cure de Lure. One is John Carpenter, which you sent me.
Yeah.
And one is Andrew Stanton, which I think I paid $5 for at a charity thing for my kids.
Yeah.
And Andrew Stanton was the director of WALL-E, in case anybody didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. A personal hero of mine.
Oh, wait a minute. You've left out this one of all that I got you.
What's that?
Oh, I thought this was in your office, you lying bastard.
Oh, wait, yeah, I do have it in my office. The good old boys?
I got you, Charles Napier. Charles Napier.
That is in my office, yes. I'm hanging on my wall, yes.
Seriously, is it really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, really? Wow.
I have, on my wall, I have 2 awards from work that I got.
Yeah.
I have the picture of Charles Napier, and I've got 2 other posters that are somewhat work-related.
Harry Crumb and,
Well, I can't talk about the 2 other ones, but
yeah.
Yeah. But they're little posters that I was involved with, and so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, those are my five awards.
Yeah.
In my office.
Yeah.
Yeah. And somehow I came into possession of a picture that somebody who probably wasn't supposed to be doing it was throwing out, that it's a piece of history related to my place of business. And I have it because it was going to get thrown away. And so I claimed it.
May I ask where it is?
No, I cannot tell you.
Oh.
I'll tell you later, but I'm not going to tell you now.
Is this the menorah that someone gave
me? No, I do have a menorah in my office, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was not going to be thrown away. But yeah, I do have a menorah. As well as, I have some hand puppets and. And I have a mask that's reminiscent of A Clockwork Orange. Yeah, and that's got a really long nose on it, yeah.
King Freddy!
No, A Clockwork Orange, not Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Oh, you have hand puppets, though, you know?
Oh, yes, I do have a dog hand puppet and a turtle hand puppet, yes.
Yeah.
I use those whenever I, you know...
Yeah.
Whenever I talk to people, since I can't communicate otherwise.
Yeah.
I have to do it through hand puppets.
Listen, I was going to explain this, but listen, I brought these 2 guys.
That's right. Could you sit down for just a moment so that we can do this the right way?
Okay, I'm the dog, you guys are the cat, okay?
Yeah, you're the turtle.
You guys are the turtle, and I'm the dog. And
now, what do you want me to do again?
Okay, go over there.
You got to knock on the door. Hello, Mr. Turtle. What can I do for you today?
Princess Turtle.
Could you quit licking yourself, please? This is professional.
Sorry.
Well... If I get any more extras, I'll send them your way. How's that?
That was, hey, I was impressed. I was impressed.
Yeah.
I sent you a text as soon as I opened it, so.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting for you to crap your pants. Like, what?
I'm like, what? Exactly.
I put a little hint on the envelope just in case you couldn't read it.
I did. I got the hint. And I was like, why would he put that on porn that he sends me in the mail?
I have sent you porn in the mail, but I'm not going to do it anymore.
Right, yeah, it's been a while.
Because I realize it's probably maybe illegal, I don't know. But I've changed my ways.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. So, yeah. Miles, a long time ago, sent me the Tonya Harding, Jeff Galooly pictorial.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like he got me the whole magazine. He just made a photocopy and sent it to me.
Yeah, I think I did that at work. Yeah,
I know. That's the funny part.
The best.
It was all crooked and like a really bad photocopy. And
well, it was done probably pretty quickly, too.
Yeah, probably. You're like, 10 copies. Do, do, do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, what the fuck is this?
It was disturbing.
It was disturbing. It was like, I don't know. It was like homemade porn. It was really not good.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, it was really not good. Yeah, I felt bad about it, really. I still feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still feel bad about it. Well, hey, I got a story for you. It's not too long, so.
Yeah.
So, my son, he got a job recently, and he's just starting. And he's doing training again. And so my wife and I took him to training because he can't drive on his own yet. So, and then we go to pick him up. You know, he's there for several hours working. And we go to pick him up. And we went a little too early this last time. And he saw us waiting. And he sent us a text. He's like, I don't get done for another, like, hour and a half or something.
Yeah.
And so my wife and I were trying to think of things to do. To, you know, kill time.
Yeah.
And so, like, we went to the store and Target and kicked around there for a while and anything. And then I decided I was going to go. My wife had gotten a scratcher ticket, and she won $3.
Oh.
And so she's like, well, let's go redeem my scratcher so I can get another scratcher or whatever.
Well, hell, that'll eat up all your time right there waiting in line for that.
Yeah, so we go to the gas station, and I thought, well, they had the mega fountain drink, you know?
Yeah.
Where you can get, like, any kind of fountain drink you want.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that Coke, you know, computer dealio. I'm talking, like, individual nozzles, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Not this mixed up inkjet printer type crap that they got now from Coca-Cola.
Right.
Where it, you know, it kind of spooges a couple drops of flavor into your cup. You know? Yeah. So I decided to get a big drink for like $1 or whatever.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, she goes and gets her scratcher and she gets another scratcher and then she comes over. She's like, do you even have $1? I'm like, no. I don't have any money. Which is my normal answer to everything, right? And she's like, well, I don't have any cash. And I'm like, well, I guess we'll just use the card, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, for 89-cent soda?
Oh, boy.
She's like, well, at least get yourself a candy bar. And I'm like, all right. I'm not one to pass up candy, right?
Right.
So, are we got a delay, a little bit of a delay here? Is that what I hear?
A delay.
Oh, I hear myself a little bit. Okay, anyway. So, I'm going to go pick out a candy bar. So, I'm looking at the deal aisle candy, you know, like 2-for-1 and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And the Kit Kats and everything. And I don't really find one that I want. And I look up. And, I mean, this is so terrible. My wife was, like, so aggravated with me when I mentioned this out in the car. She saw it too, but she was following me. And I look up, and this woman was walking into the gas station. And I swear to God. She looked just like the Beneath the Planet of the Apes people without the masks on.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I like do a double take. I'm like, you know, I'm like Beneath the Planet of the Apes in my head, right? And I'm trying not to stare, but I, you know, I'm like a little child in these situations. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can ignore everybody most days. Yeah. I walk around in my world and I ignore everyone.
Yeah.
And I mean everybody.
Sure, I know you do, yeah.
But if you are that far off from the norm,
yeah,
I can't help but look at it, you know what I mean?
Yucky.
I'm like trying not to stare, you know, and it kind of like you turn your head and your eyes don't turn.
Yeah.
You're still looking, but you're turning your head.
I reveal my true face.
Yeah, I felt so bad because I was such a child, but I was like, "Holy moly!" I have never, you know, I have known people who have been burn victims, right?
Yeah.
When I was younger, my father worked with a gentleman who was in Vietnam, and he piloted helicopters.
Yeah,
and he was in a helicopter crash that burned most of his body.
Yeah.
And I mean, I interacted with that guy when I was like 10 or 12 years old on a regular basis because I would go to work with my dad on the weekends. So, I mean, it's not like this is not foreign to me.
Yeah.
But I just wasn't expecting to see it at the Quickie Mart, you know, on a Friday or a Saturday night.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Not to mention all the rest of the cast of characters who were in there, you know what I mean? So
sure.
I was like, holy moly. So I get my candy bar and I head out and I get to the car and I sit down and I'm like telling my wife, I'm like, I don't mean to sound terrible, but that lady was straight out of Beneath the Planet from the Apes.
Oh God.
And so she's getting on me about being a jerk, you know.
She's
like,
nice.
She can't help it. This poor woman. I'm like, yeah, but didn't that freak you the fuck out?
Can't you wear the mask like the pretty lady?
Yeah, the pretty lady in that movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure she was a really nice person, but yeah.
Sure.
That really caught me. That really caught me off guard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, thank God we didn't get a piece of pizza. It would have been wasted. Totally wasted. So to that woman, if you happen to be listening to this, I don't know your backstory and I'm so sorry, but you know. It freaked me out, really.
Yeah, well, I apologize for a bubble, but
yeah, it freaked me out. It's only that moment. It's just that brief moment. You know what I mean? It's just that, you know. I felt like buying her everything. And like, what can I do for you? But, you know. Then my cheapness prevailed, so. Are you too mad at me now?
I've met someone with severe burns before, and it haunts me to this day, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not half as bad as when I was standing in line at Target once.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was in St. Louis, early on when I got to St. Louis. And he was missing part of his ear.
Oh.
And I'm like looking at him. He was an older guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy fuck, that guy's missing like half of his ear. It was like the top half.
Yeah.
It was like, got just taken off somehow.
Was it that guy that Mike Tyson got?
No, it wasn't Holyfield or whatever. No, it was just some old random old guy. And I was like, oh my gosh. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That guy's probably dead, so he's not, you know.
Yeah, so it doesn't count. Yeah.
He looked a bit like Jimmy Durante missing part of an ear.
All right.
So I'm a horrible person, and I apologize, and I'm trying to do better, honestly. So.
Yeah.
I didn't make any audible noises, so that was the upside, you know. So.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm a backwards person. What can I say? So, what do you got going on? I'm, you know.
Do you want me to go on? I'll go on.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
I ditched my family on the 4th of July for the casino.
Oh, my gosh.
No one wanted to do anything, so I said, you know what, F y'all, I'm going to the casino.
Oh, my God. Did you get into the big money thing and try to grab money or anything?
I was playing House of the Dead. Like, come on, zombie, come on.
So you went to the casino.
I had to get it out of my system. I've been to the casino like 3 times in a week.
Oh, my God.
I don't ever go to this casino because I always lose. But I had a bug in my ass. I'm like, I'm going to play this game until I'm sick of it.
So is it like a one-armed bandit or what?
No, it's just it's a video game. And, I mean, it's, you know, it's a penny slot. I mean, it's not real big, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I either have lost a little or lost a lot on it. I don't usually do very
much. How much did you lose? What patriotic amount did you lose on the 4th of July?
I don't know, all right?
What do you mean you don't know? You know exactly how much you lost. If you don't know how much you lost, then you've got a problem.
In those 3 days, I probably lost about $40.
Oh, that's not bad.
But what was weird was that, you know, like sometimes strangers approach you and you're not really expecting it, you know. And
yeah.
And so I'm sitting there and my son's wife is a few machines down. She's never been to a casino before.
So you're bringing other people into it, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, this is like the first trip there. Yeah. And she really wants to go back. She's like, you know, I'm 21 now. I've never been to a casino. I said, okay, well, I don't know much about them, but.
You know. Let your old Uncle Miles take you.
So, you know, I'm like, all right, well, we got to wrap this up because, you know, it's a long story, but we didn't want to stay too long, you know.
Yeah,
you start losing, you got to, you know, kind of cut yourself off.
So, we just stayed 4 or 5 hours, no big deal.
And I'm like, this is like a thing on the aisle, you know, there's just aisles that run through this place, and.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I have, like, you know, like my twin brother Otis shows up. And, like, hey, you know that game with the barnyard animals? You know where that's at?
The barnyard. Well, you obviously look like a barnyard animal kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Yeah, a game, bar, you know, there are pigs, chickens, and pigs.
Mm,
nope. I don't know what the F you're talking. No, I didn't say it, but, you know, I'm like, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, you know, like, please go away. Please just go away.
You're like, hey, this young lady's never been to a casino before. Maybe she knows where it's at.
Yeah, ask her.
She'll direct you somewhere.
But I just saw, like, I'm on guard, you know. It's like, God, that was just so weird.
Maybe that's code. Maybe that's some kind of country gay code. That you were getting.
I know. Hey, you know, you want to tap toes in the
barnyard animals are.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
What
I'm
sign are you? I'm a goat.
And, you got pretty hands. You got real pretty hands there. And,
I can see you're a big spender here at the penny slots.
Yeah, you spend a lot there, large boy. Look at you go. Boy. Look at that House of the Dead, don't you?
I saw you at the pizza ranch putting away that chicken.
Well, you weren't tipping those kids, though.
That's right.
I'd like to punish you for doing that.
Oh my god!
So, when you have an interaction like that, you get a little on edge. You know, you're like, okay, just everyone, just please, just don't. Because like people, like you walk around these casinos and people like I rape you. I swear to God, it's like, like, can you not like check me out? Okay, or I don't know what you're thinking, but if you just not, you know.
I think that's probably just you, to be honest.
I don't know. I was just like really weird. I'm like, okay, everyone, just you know, quit looking at miles. There's really nothing to see here. Just don't.
Just playing this barnyard game. Don't look at me.
And so it was getting close to time to leave, and my son was there.
Yeah, I hope so.
But he doesn't gamble. He doesn't like gambling. So he had actually gone to the arcade.
Yeah.
Nearby and played some games and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably the best bet there.
And a little shithead came in because I said, you know, if you come in the casino, there's free pop, by the way.
Oh, well, there you go. That's why you're
which
there.
You might as well put my son, I might as well say, you know, there's free money right there. You know,
right.
He's like, oh, really? Blah, 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 blah. And that little shithead came up behind me and scared the shit out of me. He's like, oh, my God.
Where's that barnyard game?
I know. I thought it was that guy coming back to get me. I was so freaked out. I'm like, oh my God, this fat guy's back again. Jesus. Holy crap.
I'm the farmer in the Dell, and you're the bull I'm going to castrate.
Yeah. I go, you just scared the living shit out of me. You know that? He's laughing his ass off.
So he gets free soda or no?
Oh, yeah. He almost gets in trouble. Then he almost gets beat up. Because he's like, you know, trying to leave the casino with the drink in his hand. Like, the guy almost tackles him, you know, like, hey.
Was it like a glass or?
Yeah, I was just like in a plastic glass, but, you know, the security dude was like, hey, you can't leave without.
Yeah. Well, it's not alcohol, yeah, though, is it?
Yeah, but then he starts, like, chugging it all of a sudden, like, glug, glug, like, it is alcohol. Like, what the fuck? Just throw it away, man. The guy's, like, ready to pounce on you, man. Just get rid of it.
I can't reach the soda.
Free soda.
So is that a Pepsi house or is that a Coca-Cola house?
I think it was Coke products, I believe.
Oh, all right. Wow.
But, yeah.
You didn't tell me that when I visited, because I would have gone and got some Coke product.
Oh, yeah, there's free soda in the casino, yeah.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for telling me now.
Yeah. So just walk around and start asking people about where the barnyard game is.
Yeah. Where's that barnyard game?
Where's that at?
I heard that's there's a fat guy. It looks like the baby elephant guy. He sits here and plays penny slots. He likes to play the barnyard game.